Pastor Regatta, welcome to the Friday Conversation.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Let's start with your background. You were born in Ukraine?
That's right. And back in 1989, right before the Berlin Wall fell down, before the Soviet Union collapsed, my parents pretty much escaped. They had a brief window of opportunity to pack up in a few suitcases and move to the U.S. as religious refugees.
And where were you from in Ukraine?
I was from this city called Berdichev. It's a very old, very historic little town, but at one point it was predominantly Jewish, at other points it was predominantly Polish, and then Russian, and then Ukrainian. So I grew up basically benefiting from and enjoying a great variety of cultural traditions in our own little town.
Now, you started the River of Life Church 3 years ago.
That's right.
I see the church website is actually in Russian. It's an evangelical church. Tell us about the congregation.
Well, we have people from all kinds of walks and faith traditions attending our church. Because we are very involved in the Russian-speaking community of Greater Dallas, there are about 60, 70,000 Russian-speaking immigrants. Mm. We try to minister to those that come our way. We have people from Uzbekistan, from Armenia, from Latvia, from Moldova, Romania. That Russian language is the language that we all grew up learning, that we all still use to talk to each other.
I've got to think that mix of people must lead to some pretty fiery discussions, especially
all the time.
Especially at a time like this.
All the time, whether we're talking about theology, history, or politics, you name it.
It must be a challenge for you to mediate those debates.
It is. It is. Ukraine is very diverse. The points of view of what is and what should be are very diverse, and to think otherwise would simply be wrong. My goal is not just to provide a platform for that, for people to express their point of view, but to allow them to consider the validity of other point of view and then have at least an attempt to find a common ground.
Can you share with us a specific story from a member of your congregation?
We have a young man. His cousins and other family members live in Ukraine. Not only live there, but they actively participate in what is going on, whether on Independence Square in Kiev or other cities. Well, his older brother is very much looking at everything happening in Ukraine through the Russian prism, the way Russian news outlets are portraying. And that makes for some really interesting family conversations, he says.
So where do you come down on what's happening there right now?
I would like to see Ukraine establish itself the way Finland has done in the past. Finland for centuries used to be under Swedish rule and then under Russian rule. Mm-hmm. And then finally it fought for its independence and won. And that's what I would like to see happen with Ukraine. Ukraine should not be under Russia or under the West. Ukraine should be its independent country with its own identity, proclaiming to the rest of the world its beautiful culture.
Leonid Regatta, pastor of River of Life Church in Plano, thanks for coming in.
It's a pleasure.